Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Danny Milliken with Michael Wagner from Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center.
Home Show Garden Pros, hour number two. We're here on Sports Radio 610. The sport of gardening happens here. Let me just tell you a little bit about the show. Our big goal is to help you be the best gardener you can be. And we do that by dishing out great information. Last hour, we had John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. This hour, we got Michael Wagner from Warren Southern Gardens. We have a rotation of garden experts. And so, really, it's an impressive rotation. Just kind of a little bit of an intro to the show here, hour number two. If you guys haven't checked out our podcast, it's pretty rad. It's just the show split into halves. And so, but what we've got is we've got this rotation of experts from all over Houston. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens up out in Katy. Really, Katy's go-to shop for just general gardening help, but also they maybe like, you know, our tri-state region's help when it comes to water gardening. They are true experts in that area. Plants for All Seasons, just up 249, just past Louetta. Great selection of plants. And Cherry is our regular that comes on there. She was on last week for 2 hours, did a great job. Down southwest of town, Enchanted Forest is kind of, you know, southeast of Sugarland. And then Enchanted Gardens is kind of due west of Cinco Ranch. Both in Richmond, ironically, but both kind of in that great little spot, or both near Richmond. Both in great neighborhoods for shopping. And Joey from Enchanted will be on next week for 2 full hours. So he's over there at Enchanted Gardens doing a great job. You got Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center that Michael is representing, and we'll have him on here in a sec. And then Nature's Way Resources Garden Center up past the Woodlands, just off 45 up there. We do want to hear from you, 833-3333. Want to hear what's on your mind. Want to talk to you about your gardening issues. So, and then, you know, the invitation is always here that when it comes down to it, you have a question and somebody else has that question. So if you can call in and get help with your question, tell us what you're dealing with. Someone else will be helped too. I mean, it's a great way to kind of help, and that's our whole goal, is to really help you be the best gardener you can be. And I see it as one of society's huge ails that we're not connected to our land, to our food, to our space, and we want to help you do that. So 281-833-3333. We're going to get the show going now that we've introed it after this quick break. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
For sod webworms, caterpillars, leaf miners, and fire ant problems, choose Monterey Lawn and Garden Organic Solutions. Monterey Garden Insect Spray contains spinosad, proven effective against sod webworms and fire ants. For your garden, choose Monterey BT to knock out hungry caterpillars and veggie pests without hurting bees, birds, and ladybugs. Monterey Lawn and Garden Solutions, available at your favorite Garden Pro nursery. For a beautiful lawn and garden, choose Monterey Lawn and Garden Products.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want, answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, this is John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. Come visit our nursery up in the Conroe Woodlands area.
Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now at 281-833-3333.
That is 281-833-3333. One thing we want to just bring to your attention is we're doing a Facebook Live every single Wednesday answering questions. Most of the questions are your questions that you've sent in via our Ask a Pro button on the website. And what we're doing is we're lifting up nonprofits that are related to kind of outdoor stuff, nature, gardening, garden clubs. And this is where my ask to you is that I'm looking for more garden clubs to lift up. You know, as garden clubs start meeting again, trying to see if they can recruit new members, having plant sales, this is what Home Show Garden Pros wants to help you do. We want to help you get the word out while answering gardening questions. And so if you can email me via homeshowgardenpros.com johnfergusonfromnextgenerationwealth.com. Ask a pro button. Message me on Facebook. I'm eager to kind of get the word out to help you spread your mission, like we do with so many garden clubs that are already kind of joining us. So that is what we love doing, is on that Facebook Wednesday. And like this show, we have a lot of fun. Very conversational, very kind of team-oriented, community-oriented. And hope you can kind of join us there. 281-833-3333. And that's a blast. So we're dealing with some cold weather coming. And so this is probably coverable weather. It's not coming till next weekend. And so this weekend's a really great time to start planning. It's kind of the perfect situation that we can get prepared for it, right? So getting to your garden pro shop, your co-op member location, all over town, making sure you're getting frost cloth. The reason frost cloth is preferable is it continues to let air pass through, doesn't burn the leaves that it touches like plastic. It doesn't dry out or lose its kind of ability to insulate plants like sheets or blankets might, and then it still allows the sun to pass through it. And so it's really great, and you can get if you get a bunch of it, you can really cover up a lot of space and then roll that back up and reuse it year after year. Once you roll it, it stores really easily. So I'd encourage you guys to do that. It will be a rainy cold front that comes in, but watering your plants is one of the best things you can do to kind of make sure that soil doesn't dry out very much. And it really protects the plants, because as water cools, it releases heat into the air. This reason is one of the big reasons that we never want to cover our plants in the lollipop method, right? Where you're only covering the leaves. And then I see it all the time. Like people will just they'll wrap the leaves up like the leaves are a present they had a hard time wrapping, and then it won't be open to the ground. So we don't want to do a sphere. We want it to be like a tent, right? All the way to the ground, harnessing that moisture, heating up that earth's heat under there. That is the way you protect your plants. So that insulation is not the heat. The earth is not just insulation. It is actually a heat source that is heating feed into your plants. So adding other heat source is a thing, but it's a little bit of a hassle, be it, you know, a bucket of hot water at midnight, you know, old-timey Christmas lights that make heat, things like that. So 281-833-3333. Want to know what's on your mind? Want to talk about what you got going on? What's happening in your lawn right now? We're seeing a ton of weeds because we had so much kind of moist, warm weather all through the winter till the last couple of weeks. And so tons of weeds are popping up. Now is a great time to kind of invest in AgriLife, to put pre-emergence down to make sure we're not getting the next crop come up. Susan had a great question about corn gluten as a pre-emergent. It does work. You just really got to follow the directions on there. The directions are going to seem like you're putting a lot down in one spot, and you are. And so don't try to thin that out or you won't get the effect. Other things that can help there with kind of weed control is putting down compost top dressing. That will block sunlight from hitting the seeds themselves. These seeds are wired. When they have water and sunlight, they pop up, right? And they grow. That is what they do. And so if you can kind of stop the sunlight from hitting the seeds, you will reduce the amount of seeds that you have propagating. During the fall, during the summer, having tall grass 4 inches on the St. Augustine is the way to go. During the winter, compost top dressing. This will actually set the stage too for a great spring of growth. So we are excited about the spring, excited about tomatoes, about veggies, about all our favorite plants coming in, spring growth coming out, and just excited about it. So it's going to be a great year. 281-833-3333. Michael is on. We got Michael now. Hey, Michael.
Hey, good morning, Danny. How are you? Sorry for the delay.
No worries. I don't know what's happened with your computer over there, or maybe it's us. We don't know, but we're happy to have you now. This is Michael Wagner from Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center. And, what's happening up in Kingwood these days?
Well, everything is going on now. We're really getting ready for a bang-up spring. We've got a lot of vegetables and things beginning to show up, lots of strawberries. That's a good time for those guys now. Seed potatoes, onions, garden seed, everything you need for soils and pots and tags and fertilizers, especially soil conditioners. Now's a great time to build soil, if nothing else. Just get out there and get your fingers in it and get it turned up a little bit and get ready to go. But it's springtime.
It is, absolutely. Absolutely. And you guys, are y'all pushing tomatoes yet, or is this still a little scary?
It's a little scary for outside. I would encourage people to plant them and start them from seed. Now, that's a pretty easy thing to do. And when we get some of these little cold spells, just set them back in the house and keep them warm and give them a little sunlight, and they'll be fine. They may get a little bit stretchy. That's possible, but you can plant them 2 or 3 inches deeper than they are in their containers, and all of that stem will root and even give you a stronger, healthier plant.
See, that's cool. I like that. Yeah, I think I'm going to, even though I know the cold's coming, I'm going to look it right in the eye, plant some tomatoes today.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, man. 281-833-3333. Got Michael Wagner here from Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center. We're going to take a quick break to stay on time, and then we'll get going with questions for Michael and conversation there. So let's get you all lined up with your question. So 281-833-3333. What's on your mind? Home Show Garden Pros.
Native plants thrive in Texas heat with less water. Previously, they were hard to find near Conroe or the Woodlands. Till now. Select from hundreds of native plants and summer veggies at Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. Bring your dog, kids, and shop over 2 acres of flowers, vegetables, and plants. Nature's Way experts help you pick the right plants, organic soils, and supplements for success. Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, 45 North at FM 1488. Nature'sWayResources.com.
Forget about fertilizing. Fertilizing in winter burns your plants. Wait for now. We'll tell you when to start again. You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
We're all planning for spring. It's very exciting here on January 29th. I think it's easy to forget that it's still winter, right? So 281-833-3333. Michael Wagner is here with us. The great Michael Wagner, knowledge specialist, really gardening hero in our area. Michael, am I right? I mean, that's pretty much it, gardening hero.
Yeah, I think that's a little bit overreaching.
Nah.
I learn on a regular basis, just like all my customers, that we still run into unusual things, and how do we correct it, and what do we think is the best way to do, and we still rely on our buddies at A&M Pathology.
Absolutely.
For some things that we have a pretty good idea of what it is and exactly how to treat it, but some people want that second opinion, and so we're more than happy to help them with that. We have the forms, and we can help you get your problems diagnosed. It's relatively inexpensive. It's worth a thing, and we always give ourselves a gold star when they concur with us. Or rather, we concur with them.
That's
I guess
right.
We should
That's
say.
Right. Is
but,
it one?
But it's a good source.
Absolutely, that is a great source. But you know, it takes wisdom to rely on experts. I'm just saying. Yeah, just saying. You're. I know a lot of professionals that owe their start and their curiosity in the garden to you. And these are professionals. So that's who we're talking with, folks. Michael Wagner.
Thank you very much.
Gardening legend. And we're going to answer your question. 281-833-3333. We do want to hear from you. What's on your mind? So we're going to talk with Bob. Hey, Bob, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yeah, boys, I got myself a little predicament. When that last little cold spell came through, I stuck my tomatoes up in the attic there just to kind of keep them warm. Didn't have any access to buckets and stuff, but put them up there, and I got the bright idea. I tried to do some hydroponic stuff up there in the attic because it was warm, and I could hang them from the rafters. Well, anyway, I put all my tomatoes up there. They were growing pretty good. But now I got some critters up there. They're eating them out, and they're getting out. And I don't know how to get the critters out, but I got a pretty good little tomato farm up in my attic and over there. But how about I go getting all those critters off my tomatoes in my attic?
What, do you know what the critters are, or what you're referring to? Are they aphids, or?
I'm thinking they're probably some squirrels. If I'm
okay.
I hear them running around there, and you know, they get a little hyper after they get, they're hyper anyway, but it sounds like somebody done stuck a hamster up somebody, and they're just giggling around up there on my tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are some repellents that are somewhat effective, I guess, on rodents and squirrels and those type of things. I would probably relocate my hydroponics. We're going to have some warmer weather here in a few days, if that's possible. The only other thing might be able to, if you'd use some type of wire, you know, like chicken wire, screen wire, something like that, you make it build a frame or shelter for them. Anything else, they eat right through, and they probably will on the screen wire when they're hungry. So I'm not sure if my answer helps you any. Repellent would be the best thing. Or if you can find where the entry is, you could seal that off some way, and that would eliminate them from even getting into your attic.
Yeah, I'm afraid about to trap one up there, and I don't want to do that. But I think that chicken wire might be a good idea, if you know what I mean.
I think that if you got to keep it up there, which, you know, if it's working and you can stand up and it's comfortable and staying warm even in the winter, what a great spot, right? Especially if you got the grow lights, you got the setup. But I think Michael's right. You kind of really invest in some chicken wire and maybe do a dual layer, but you got to make sure you got no gaps. Because, dude, I'm with you, man. I do not want to catch a rat or squirrel in that cage, because then they're going to go a little nuts. They're going to start burrowing in those beds. They're going to make a little house. So, yeah, I'm thinking you just kind of really get a staple gun and some wire, a big old bale of wire, and go nuts.
So, I might get me a staple gun and start shooting the heck out of them things and see if I can't get one. But I'm afraid I might staple one to the wall, and I'm stuck with a squirrely little critter up there wiggling his little head all around my tomatoes.
Problem is, when you try to shoot something with a staple gun, it twirls, and you never know if you're going to hit a point in or back in. So it's
that's true.
Not that I've ever shot anybody or thing with a staple gun. I'm not saying that.
I ain't never done that either.
Okay, good. Yeah, then neither of us have.
Yeah, and my wife has. She done it twice. All right, y'all. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob. Interesting question there for Bob. Appreciate that call. Really great info. So, awesome stuff. 281-833-3333. Want to hear what's on your mind. Obviously, anything goes. If Bob's dealing with his attic tomato farm, we want to hear what's on your mind. So, Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros, talking about landscapers' pride, really great soil company, because healthy landscaping and gardens start with healthy soils. And Landscapers' Pride makes great soils. That's what they do, great soils and mulches. It's locally sourced, and they're making premium quality stuff. The Gardener's Magic is literally one of my favorite soil mixes to put down. You can use it to cure a sad area, to help a plant that's struggling, or just make a new bed. It's really incredible stuff, made from multiple types of compost, and also is already has a slow-release fertilizer in there. That's Gardener's Magic. You want to see plant success? Great thing. Their topsoil is really great. I've used it to kind of repair my lawn multiple times, and it actually makes the grass green around the edges. So something they're doing is making really great topsoil. So for healthier, fast-growing vegetables, shrubs, and plants, choose Natural Organic Landscaper's Pride. You can get it at any of our Garden Pro locations. They're just doing a great job. Michael, have you ever used Landscaper's Pride soils?
Yes, sir, we have. It's one of the main lines that's in a lot of our soils that we sell. Gardener's Magic is exceptionally well. And sometimes the cost is a little bit more, but I suggest something like that for just about all kind of repair needs, refreshing beds and low spots in the lawn and that type of thing. So many of the, my opinion, on the topsoils and things and some of the garden mixes that we get, they have a lot of sand in them.
Yeah.
And those type soils are great underground.
Mm.
When you put them on the top, they'll eventually at some point in time begin to sift out, and you get this real sandy-looking soil on the top.
Mm.
and it gets dry and it gets tough. So sometimes a couple of bucks more can save you some back work down the line. So Gardener's Magic is just kind of one of our go-tos for fill-ins, and we got a pot we moved or part of the deck we added on or took off, and we just need a little soil there, and that's always been my go-to.
That's
is
great.
Gardener's Magic. It's good.
It is good, and you know, we talk about how we're spoiled by soil in Houston, but there's still very few companies that are doing a great job, and Landscapers Pride is one of them, so just mark it up. You want to learn that what they're sold? You just go to homeshowgardenpros.com, and it'll show you some locations near you where you can get this great stuff. 281-833-3333. So I got Michael Wagner here from Kingwood Garden Center and Warren Southern Gardens, and we're gonna talk fruit trees a little bit. Michael, you ready for this convo?
Sure. Yeah. Let's go.
I know you love fruit trees. Fruit.
Yes.
Trees.
Fruit, citrus, berries. Just about anything that you can grow and eat, there's a little bit of an interest in all of them.
Yes.
I can't do them all. I don't have enough space.
Do them all would be incredible. That's like your own arboretum, basically, right? It's
yeah.
Like there's so many. But I kind of want to zero
exactly.
in a little bit on the not citrus, right? Like maybe now is not the best time to plant citrus, but it's the perfect time to plant some of these other things like apples. Let's talk.
Yeah, apples, peaches, plums, pears, all of those are they're in their prime time right now for planting. The selection is good. We've got all varieties that will do well and perform well here based on their cold hours.
Mm.
Now is just a really good time to start planting those in. Peaches, that's my favorite. There's nothing like a fresh peach.
Ugh,
apples, okay. They'll do very well here. There's some good varieties that have come on the line. We sell lots of Anna.
Mm.
It's one of the best ones. Peaches, we have probably 10 or 15 varieties. I don't remember them all. We've got two of the new, they're not new, but the dwarf.
Oh, right.
They do great in containers.
Yeah, I know that Bonanza.
I think, and one other, but they'll do as well in containers as anything you can do, along with your berries. Blueberries do really great in containers. Blackberries, raspberries, there's one or two varieties that do well here, but the fruit is pretty poor.
Yeah.
So we're just really not in the raspberry country unless we get some new varieties that are hybridized that will seem to perform well here.
Right. Well, let's zero in on apples a little bit just for the rest of this segment or till we're done with it. And so you mentioned Anna. I know that Carnival is another one that people like. And then Golden Dorset, is that right, or Dorset Golden?
Dorset. It's either Dorset. Way is correct.
Okay. Yeah. Dorset. And so these three taste good, right? They're not like... The Carnival is sort of crisp, but they're really tasty and sweet apples. The Carnival has a little bit of that tart to it. But what are some difficulties with growing apples? Any like specific difficulties with apples that people need to be aware of?
Well, sometimes just the temperatures. We don't get quite enough cold hours for them to really perform. As far as insects, they're relatively. We don't see a lot of insects on apples, aphids in the spring, but that can be a problematic with all kinds of different plants.
Yes, right.
That's the aphids time of year. We get some rot sometimes, some brown rots in the summer, right before the fruit harvest.
That is what I wanted to ask you about.
Because
I feel like I see peaches really like... You know, once they get going, they really thrive, and same with pears and plums. But I feel like it's pretty rare for an apple to get, you know, into year 7 or 8 here in Houston. I'm just wondering, maybe, like you mentioned rot, is that a sensitivity they've got with the humidity, or is it maybe they're just open more to some of those fungal pathogens?
I think it's just the fungal pathogen that they're just open to our clay soils, and then when we get a really wet spring or summer, it plays a little toll on the root system.
Gotcha.
For those guys. So, I don't know that maybe that could be corrected with a different rootstock.
Mm.
But generally, they try and do something that's compatible for this area with the rainfall or the drought or whatever we may experience.
Yeah, I'm thinking that if you want to grow apples and I want to grow apples, then we need to just be more aware that we're going to have maybe fungal pathogens as a crisis. And so, you know, more actinomycetes, more like getting the MicroLife brown patch down, right?
Right.
More Monterey disease control as kind of a regular approach on a regular basis is sort of just, you know, doing that where we're really kind of zeroing in on, you know, fighting, being preemptive when it comes to the fungal, those fungal problems that might be problematic with the apples themselves. Because, I mean, I love apples. I'm with you. I love peaches so much. But the peach window is a little bit more narrow than the apple window. You know, get them into the fridge and the apple gets better and the peach gets worse.
Right, exactly.
But I definitely...
Peaches are still the number one.
Yes, peaches are so delicious.
Sellers. And there are some good varieties out here. I never understand about the coordination between the agricultural recommendations and some of the things that are out there available. And the only thing I can ever figure out is that those trees are generally sold as bare root.
Right.
And our gardeners of today are not very aware of or understand bare root trees.
Mm.
But you can usually get a better selection of varieties in bare root than you can in container grown.
Yeah, it's because that's how they're shipping them a lot of times in the midwinter. Explain what bare root is real quick. Just
it's just they're just, you know, there's a certain machine that they use, and it kind of goes underneath the root system at one end of the row and just lifts everything out. There's no soil to them at all. It's just a bare root plant, and it's very satisfactory to plant it. It's not any problem, but the window is generally January and February. So you need to get them into the ground before the leaf begins to unfold. And you want to get that plant rooted just as quickly as you possibly can.
Mm.
And the success rate is as good as with containers.
I did not realize that the success rate was so high. So that's super cool. And
back in my beginning history, that's all we had were bare root trees.
Oh, right.
That was it. There were no containers. There was no soil that was prepared for containers. And you were just kind of on your own when June came along. There was no containers, so you just kind of toughed it out for the next 6 months.
That is so wild. So probably you would buy bare root and put them in your own containers just to weigh them out.
If you could get containers.
Yeah, right. Different. What a different world. What a different world.
It was
awesome.
A whole different world, but it was a good learning process.
Yeah.
To really start in your business in its infancy and then to see it to the point where we are now. And people that work at a garden center today have it made, let me tell you.
Yeah, we don't want to hear any complaining, okay? You guys have it made. It's true, though.
Exactly.
Plant selection is better than it ever was, and it seems to be improving still. Plant care habits of these growers have improved. I mean, it really is a golden era. Unless you're a citrus grower, and then it's really hard. But you know, there's some funding for them. Awesome. Well, I love hearing stories from the old days, Michael. More of that. That's fun.
Yeah,
we're gonna take a quick break here. 281-833-3333. Got Michael Wagner here from Kingwood Garden Center, and this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run, sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
MicroLife wishes you, your soils, and plants a healthy 2022. Winterize now with MicroLife Humates Plus 004 and MicroLife Ocean Harvest 423 to see success this spring. Condition your soils with one application of MicroLife Humates Plus. Follow up with spraying MicroLife Ocean Harvest for additional degrees of frost protection. Find MicroLife at your local garden center. MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Give your plants and flower beds a winter blanket of mulch. It helps plants keep warm in winter. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Hi, everybody. This is Anita from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. As I look out my window, I can see a bright, cheery pot of red cyclamen. Cyclamen, like most winter annuals, will fare just fine in upper 20-degree freezes. And speaking of winter annuals, we have a great selection right now. The classic pansies, snapdragons, cyclamens, plus some of the lesser-known poppies, English daisies, and dianthus. All are guaranteed to lift your spirits on a gray winter day. And speaking of freezes, we have plenty of frost cloth on hand for your more tender plants. Those winter annuals look even more cheerful when planted in one of our pots. We have an amazing selection of pottery here at Nelson's. And remember, pottery always looks colorful and interesting in the landscape. We can make any pot into a disappearing fountain. Nelson's is located on the west side of Houston and Katy. You can find us. We're closed Sundays through March.
Now back to Danny and Michael.
Thank you, Anita. You guys are doing such a great job out there getting the word out. Got Michael Wagner here from Warren Southern Gardens. Doing an awesome work up there in Kingwood. You're doing great. Great stuff.
Thanks. Yeah, we're working at it. We have a lot of ideas, a lot of irons in the fire. We have a lot of new soil products that we think are going to hit the market by the 1st of March.
I was hearing about some of the soil products.
We're really excited about that.
What are a couple you're the most excited about? This is the Texas Heirloom Soil Line, phenomenal soils made by Warren Southern Gardens. So what are some of the new offerings that you're most jazzed about?
Well, I think that my most favorite one is going to be the I think we relabeled it once, but it's fruit, berry, and acid-loving plants.
Mm, yes.
And everything that you plant likes a slightly acid soil. The reason for that is that nutrition is most available to the plant when the pH is about 6.5 to maybe, you know, almost 7. When you start getting real high or real low, things begin to fall out of whack. And so sometimes our problems are pH that people need to understand and approach the pH sometimes as opposed to, oh, that plant looks yellow, let's throw iron on it.
Yeah.
You know, well, it may be plenty of iron in the soil. It just, the plant just can't take it up. So if you can get an acidic soil and start with that, then it's going to make it really easy to maintain that.
Certainly a lot easier than just trying to go with, you know, the ground as is, right? That's the kicker. And having the nutrients can help with maintaining acidic soil. So that's why mixing in excellent compost like y'all are doing is so big. Well, that's exciting. Yeah, it's wild to think that anything that comes from sort of a foresty setting loves acidic soil, partly because that's how it developed, right? How it evolved in nature was with acidic soils, and partly because more nutrients are available. I think that fact about hydrangeas is wild with the acid versus pH versus basic soil.
Right.
So, like, you know, pink if you've got a basic soil, blue if you're an acidic soil, and it's all based on the aluminum that becomes available when the soil gets more acidic. But that's exactly what Michael's talking about with all the nutrients like that.
Yeah, they all play a role, you know. People come in all the time, and it's a kind of an unknown fact. They have white hydrangeas, and they want to change the color.
Oh.
Well, unfortunately, you can't change white.
Oopsie.
It stays. You can't change it. So all the reds and the pinks and the blues and the lavenders, those are all pH regulated.
Right. Yeah.
Depending on where the pH is.
So it
takes about a year to change the pH, just a very small point. So if you're planting plants that are particularly acid-loving, start that soil amendment when you plant and don't wait till they look pretty rough at the end. A lot of times that pH is the reasoning for brown leaves, brown tips, other things like that. The plant just can't assimilate everything it needs to flourish and bloom well. So everything starts at the base, and you always get what you plant.
That's right. Yeah, so, and we just got to remember, as fruit tree growers, as lawn tenders, as azalea, you know, lovers, rose growers, we got to care about those roots. This is your prime goal, is healthy roots, right? And then how can I affect that root system in a really beneficial way? And I think one thing that's really confusing to people is, you know, a lot of the fertilizers that they can get at the store potentially down the road will make the pH actually higher. It'll make the soil less acidic, which is the direct option you want to get, the direct opposite of what you want. And so I love that you guys are cranking out that that soil mix. I'm real excited about it for the area. And, you know, Kingwood is known for its pine trees, and you know, y'all's soil is probably a little sandier and acidic than mine, kind of down near Meyerland. But that's what I need, that soil, you know, a lot. So that's exciting. We're going to take a quick break. 281-833-3333. Talking with Michael Wagner from Warren Sutherland Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center. And I just, you know, we're just giving out a ton of great information. I mean, I've already learned a bunch about bare root plants and made a realization about humidity with apples that I hadn't connected before. So I always learn from Michael Wagner. He's here. I want you to learn from him too. 281-833-3333. What's on your mind? Let us know. Home Show Garden Pros.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at natureswayresources.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
Mike Ball Irrigation Landscaping and Lighting. Putting the wow back in your yard.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 281-833-3333.
It's January 29th. Great time to start planning forward for the spring. So what are some of the early problems we're going to see in the spring? Obviously, these little, like, very tender weeds are going to start popping up. Chickweed. Some of them already have chickweed, cleaver, sorrel, wood sorrel, things like that popping up, henbit. Those are just the edible ones, I guess. That's what's on my mind. But there's a lot of other things that are going to be coming in. Pretty soon, your slugs and your snails are going to roll in once the weather warms up, but the moisture's still sticking around. That is their season. And so if you're not stocked with Sluggo or Sluggo Plus, now's a great time to get it. If we have a wet spring like it's forecasted, this stuff is going to be flying off the shelves, and you want it in your toolkit. It's OMRI certified. It actually has quite a bit of iron in it, and so it can help kind of supplement some of the iron that may be missing from your soil. I wouldn't use it as a fertilizer in that way, but I'm just giving you a positive. Works a ton better than beer. It'll last for a couple weeks in a protective barrier, and it will work to protect your plants. So as you start planting, you know, little bitty shoots of peppers or, you know, even like green beans, these are things that snails and slugs will get after, and really they can kill the plant pretty quickly. So corn, they can ruin a corn crop for you. I know things like lemongrass, they can be a nuisance on too. So keep that in mind. Sluggo Plus, another great offering from Monterey that I absolutely love, is the Monterey Complete Disease Control. I'm using it a lot more than I ever have before, with incredible results. I'm able to, you know, really protect people's lawns from brown patch, people's boxwoods from the fungi that's killing them. It's been just a highly effective solution, Monterey Complete Disease Control. And it's kind of like BT, right? BT is a bacteria that caterpillars can't digest. Monterey has a great one of those. Well, BA is the main thing in the Complete Disease Control, and it stops fungi from producing. It stops fungi from kind of being successful, giving a surge of health to the plant in the same process. So those three things, definitely worth going to the Monterey website, which is MontereyLawnGarden.com, to learn about. That's the Sluggo Plus, Complete Disease Control, and the Monterey BT, all big winners. So, Michael, do you have a favorite Monterey product I didn't mention?
Well, it's my old standby. I love the disease control and also takedown. That's just, it performs so well for people, and it takes care of their problem. It's safe for the environment. It's safe to use. No extreme precaution on that, but it can be used on anything. It's pyrethrin and it's canola oil.
Yep. Yeah.
And both of those are relatively safe. Pyrethrin breaks down very quickly in sunlight, perhaps 2 weeks at the most. But a lot of the, I call them THRIN products. There's bifenthrin and resmethrin and some of those. And they're all constructed the same way that they make the regular insecticide from daisies, pyrethrin.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're constructed the very same way that nature constructs them, except with artificial products. And they're very effective, and they dissipate very quickly. So that makes it a good choice. We don't have that hang around in the soil or on the leaves or anything for, you know, years. So those are all good chemicals to look for. And there's one out there that can be used, and it's the one I recommend.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. No, what a great teaching moment there. And, you know, that's Sherry's favorite, too. It's just works great if you got on-plant insect problems. So keep that in mind when you're dealing with any bugs on your plants that are messing stuff up. Could be some shield bugs or harlequin beetles on your collards or something like that, whitefly, aphids, all that stuff. So awesome. So check them out, MontereyLawnGarden.com. All the garden pros sell them and are happy to carry different Monterey products that you want to use that maybe they don't have their shelves yet. So give them just make that request with your favorite garden pro location. So good stuff there. 281-833-3333. We're going to jump on the phone with Kay. Hey, Kay, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi. How are y'all doing?
Well, thank you.
Good morning.
I have a friend who has a fig tree, and a couple of years ago, they just had a fantastic crop, and her son made jam and sold it. And then the following year, they didn't have such a great crop, and then the big freeze came, and she thought that it was dead, but she sent me some pictures the other day where there's a little, you know, it's coming back, but she has no idea what to do. I mean, does she feed it, trim it?
What was the plant? I'm sorry, I didn't hear it. A fig tree?
Yes, sir.
Well, the fig tree should do fine. Most of them that we spoke with our customers about have come back. It's not a grafted plant, so we know if it's sprouting, it will produce figs. Has she removed all the dead limbs and things like that? I would completely clean it up. I would certainly give it a deep feeding. That would be one of the best things, to get some fertilizer down to the root system. Pick a good organic vegetable food. That would be probably what I would do. Espoma makes a lot of good products.
Yeah, that, I like
would
Espoma.
Do for that.
Okay.
It's okay. In my perspective here is that she is good to go on variety. That is the same fig that she made all the fruit out of, or her son made all the fruit out of, all the jam. The one thing is, this is the chance to pick the tree's shape. And so some figs, you know, like to meander, brown turkey especially, where it likes to be kind of a almost like a briar patch, you know, without the thorns. But this is a chance to get it to go up, to get a lead made on it. And so that's what I would pay attention to the most this year and next year, is making sure I'm getting that thing to go up. So lots of sunlight above it, lots of fertilizer, lots of compost around the base, and maybe even something like a lodge pole or a big piece of bamboo or something like that to get it going straight up for a while.
Huh, okay. It was a beautiful tree.
Right.
Just a beautiful tree. And she was showing me some pictures of, there's like some black limbs, and they, you know, it's like they just didn't pay attention to the tree for a long time.
Sure.
And then she was telling me she had one, and I said, bring me the fruit. And, you know, and then her son discovered it and made jam and made a lot of money. So what about those black branches that she said she has?
I mean, I'm with Michael. I would remove anything except for the lead in this situation. But you can send us pictures. HomeshowGardenPros.com. There's a button there called the Ask a Pro button. And send me a picture of that. I'll respond. Then you can only send one picture in the first email. But once I respond, you can send all the pictures you want. And I would love to do that, Kay, just to get eyes on the problem instead of trying to surmise it here by,
right,
you know, by your perspective.
Okay. Okay, that sounds like a great idea. I'll have her do that.
Yeah, awesome. Hey, thanks, Kay, for the call.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you guys so much.
Oh, yeah. I always love when somebody calls for a friend. You know, it's like so nice.
Yes.
And not in like the, oh, I'm calling for a friend, but it's not really my problem, I swear. But like Kay was actually calling for a friend. That's so cool. That's what we're all about. Home Show Garden Pros, Michael Wagner is here right now. One more segment. We're going to talk with Bob in this next segment, and then we'll wrap it off and pass it on to Tom Tynan. We'll be right back.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscapers Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced, all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscapers Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals, so grab a bag of Landscapers Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
All right, Home Show Garden Pros, got Michael Wagner here, and we have time for one more question with Bob. Hey, Bob. Bob, hey, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. Might have been a pocket call from Bob. He did call earlier with his chickens, his tomatoes that he's got up in his attic with critters eating them. So, Bob, if you want to call back real quick, we can probably sneak in, but when it comes down to it, that is probably all we've got. So what's happening up at Warren's and also at Kingwood? You guys got any fun stuff happening besides all the tomatoes that are coming in soon?
The restock, and some things are a little bit tender, so we've got to figure out how to get them inside somewhere, get them covered, just, you know, the normal things that we do this time of year.
Right.
Sometimes the things that come in, maybe a few new things and new things in plants or a new size, a new container, and you get kind of sidetracked looking at them and figuring out where that might look good in your flower bed or in a pot and those kind of things. So we're looking forward to a good season. Our business is, you know, plagued by the supply chains and the supply lines, and we've had a tremendous increase in fertilizer prices just from the bulk side. Some things have gone from $700 a ton to $2,000 a ton.
Oh, wow.
So it's going to make a big effort. So I would encourage people to, whatever you purchase, make sure you're getting your money's worth. Make sure that it's not all a synthetic product. Be doing something for your soil, and it's surprising how much nutrition and things are just locked up in your soil right now that you could release with a little bit of organics and some molasses and some cornmeal and whatever you may have. And you might save a feeding or so once a year, or, you know, once during the spring when your vegetables and things are growing. If you're wanting to plant your vegetable garden or you want to buy plants, make sure they're good and healthy and strong and green. When you get things that are already stressed, it's not going to be as productive as you may already have. The plant is struggling to stay alive, and it's not producing fruit or squash or green beans or whatever you want it to. So take a close look at what you buy and what's in it, and you may spend $2 more and get $25 more worth of results. So
that's
careful.
A great point.
Be a wise shopper.
This is the industry where a little bit extra money really goes a really long way, and it may not be the case with everything else, but for sure, soil and plants, that is very true. And that's the kind of companies we have here on Home Show Garden Pros. So we're real proud of you and all our other garden pros that are just doing a great job. So folks, get out to Warren Southern Gardens today, buy some soils, start getting prepped for spring. It's 10 days away is what I'm feeling. It's like we got this cold snap, but it's not even all that cold. You know, the news said Arctic blast, but come on, 28, like that's not, if we were in the Arctic, it'd be colder than that. So Michael, thanks so much and great job.
You're welcome. Thanks. Enjoyed it.
All right, folks. Thank you to Michael. And, as you're thinking about your day, just get out there and garden.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.